I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Noah Lee joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, Noah.
Good morning, guys.
So we've all seen the viral video of somebody hitting a crazy shot at the halftime of a basketball game and winning some prize, right, Kennedy?
Totally. So, all sorts of things.
Right. So this happened at a UMass women's basketball game. I guess it was about a week or so ago. Noah, tell us how this unfolded. How did you get picked before we get to the end?
Kind of complete random selection. Obviously, big college basketball fans here in our house. My roommate Josh, the one who recorded the video, really big women's basketball fan as well. So decided to go to the game on a Wednesday. We were all kind of ahead on our homework and everything. Was sitting just in like the 10th, 15th row and got randomly selected. And kind of the rest unfolded the way it did.
So you're just sitting there and somebody comes up, they're like, hey, you want to try and win some prizes at halftime?
Yeah. I had to clarify it first, too, because there's some goofy halftime antics that UMass puts on sometimes. I just wanted to see what it was. But when I found out that it was just a kind of shooting contest, I was like, hey, why not take a shot at it?
Yeah, you came off the bench without a warm-up and started making it rain.
yeah, that was one of the more challenging parts, was just kind of getting out there with no warm-up and kind of putting on a show.
Were you nervous at all?
I'd say, as I told my roommates, the most nervous I was of any of the four shots was honestly just the layup. I wanted to make sure I didn't make a fool of myself there and miss a layup in front of everyone. But once I hit that one, I think kind of the pressure was off. I was just trying to have fun and really just enjoy the experience.
So you had to hit a layup, you had to hit a free throw, you had to hit a three-point shot, and you had to hit a half-court shot. Did they tell you before you went out on the court what the prize was?
Yeah, so they did. They outlined the rules right before I stepped on the court again. Yeah, layup, free throw, three, half court shot to win $10,000, and had to do all that within 30 seconds. So I did kind of know that like I'd have to pretty much hit all of them if I wanted to stay within 30 seconds, and then that would be my grand prize.
So my understanding is there is some controversy.
Correct.
So what happened?
The contest got unfolded the way that you guys have all seen it online. But then late in the third quarter, a member of the UMass athletics team came up to me, had me kind of sign one of the forms just to make sure, hey, acknowledging that I was the one who participated and that I had understood the rules, because they had to send it off to the promotion company, who would then make the call on if this was a valid attempt and if it was successful. So they let me know that, hey, we're going to send it out tomorrow morning. But unfortunately, we did look it over, and your foot might have been on the line, which might stir some controversy with the promotion company. It wasn't until the next morning that UMass kind of contacted the promotion company, and we heard back that, unfortunately, it would not count because my foot did unfortunately graze the line.
Boo! Insurance companies.
Insurance companies are a scam, bro.
So the insurance company says you stepped on the line. You do not win the $10,000.
No,
but correct, at that point, this is where we get to the Good Vibe Tribe of it all.
Okay, give it to me.
Because at that point, the video has gone viral. People have now put out there that the insurance company has said they don't want to pay it. And they start tagging everybody and anybody, including UMass.
Yeah, yeah. So it kind of spread like wildfire. My roommate Josh and I, again, we never truly expected this to blow up the way it did. I remember when we first got posted on just like our local UMass Instagram. We thought that was one of the coolest things. But then the next day, it blew up even further, getting kind of stories from ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Nesson, and so on. And that was
pretty crazy. Damn the man.
Thank God Josh was filming or they would have screwed you.
Rules, schmools.
So tell everybody, what is the latest update? You make a layup, you make a free throw, you make a three-point shot, you make a half-court shot, all within 30 seconds. Are you getting the $10,000?
Yeah, no, thankfully I am. I'm very, very grateful for UMass Athletics. They kind of stepped in. Our head athletic director here, Ryan Bamford, shot out a tweet and then gave me and Josh both a text and actually called me on Friday morning, letting me know that we're very sorry that the promotion company is not budging. We're still trying to work with them, but unfortunately they just won't budge. So UMass will be honoring that $10,000 prize.
So you're not going to do something stupid like pay tuition with it, are you?
Unfortunately, I think so.
Well,
but with whatever's left, we'll make a fun spring break trip.
All right, good enough.
What's it like on campus now that you're famous?
Wouldn't say famous, but it's definitely cool. Getting a lot of kind of texts from a bunch of people that I haven't spoken with in quite some time. A lot of friends from freshman year, even from high school.
Yo, bro, reaching out, you want to go out for some beers?
You want to break off a piece for your boy?
I would just be strolling into house parties like, guess who it is?
Hey, I said these to you via text, Noah. You know, if you're ever up for some like lunchtime hoops at the YMCA, we're always looking for a fit.
No. He's too old.
I'd love to.
You'll break him.
This is such a great story. We're so happy you're getting the money. Great job. Kudos to UMass and to Ryan, everybody over there, for realizing what was the right thing to do. You are all officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
That was great, Noah. Thanks for sharing the story. We'll talk to you soon and tell your dad I said hey, okay?
Yeah, will do. Will do. Thank you again.
All right. Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. See you. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are officially married. They celebrated the big news on social media, sharing a bunch of behind-the-scenes photos of the big day. They just looked so happy. She looked so beautiful. Like, it just gives you faith in love a little bit, I think. They got married in a private ceremony in California. About 170 of their closest friends.
That's a big wedding for a private ceremony.
Including Paul Rudd, Martin Short, Steve Martin, Paris Hilton, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift. I have a couple. The lockdown was pretty good in terms of not being able to have any pictures or paparazzi or people leaking things out. So most of the stuff that we know has to do with the people who were there. Taylor Swift reportedly gave a heartfelt speech, as did Ed Sheeran. The newlyweds' parents said a few words at the reception. Mark Ronson DJ'd for Paris Hilton, SZA, Camila Cabello, Cara Delevingne were there. They were all singing, I guess, performing, whatever. Selena was walked down the aisle by her grandfather, which I thought was really lovely. There were some stories running around saying that her mom was really mad about it, that she was mad she didn't get to walk her down the aisle, but I don't think that's true because she posted on Instagram saying it was the best day ever. It mm-hmm. made me smile. It was the most perfect day. And all of that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and people, Benny Blanco might not be a household name to everybody. He is a titan in the music industry as far as producers go. He has worked and created all of the hits that you hear on the
he's
radio.
He's made every song you like.
Yeah, he really has. Go look up a list of Benny Blanco songs that he's been involved with, and it will blow your mind. Obviously, he's released some stuff on his own, but he's really known for his production. We've had him on the show before. The nicest man.
They just look so happy.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
So does that mean Taylor Swift was not at the football game yesterday?
She was never she was going to be at the wedding.
Oh, that's brutal, because Andrea went to the game yesterday.
But she knew. She knew. She knew walking in, she knew.
She didn't. We were talking about this. We thought maybe Taylor would catch a private flight to be at the game on Sunday, like wedding Saturday. You hop a private flight Sunday morning, and then you're in Kansas City, and you're there.
I don't know. Maybe she wanted to spend time with her friend.
Yeah, I guess.
And not because a distraction or whatever. Of course, now the people that hated on Taylor now blame her when they lose or something now, which is funny to me.
Did they lose yesterday?
I don't know.
No, they dominated yesterday.
But, oh, they did.
But they like blame her. If anything goes wrong with Travis, it's her fault. Huh? He's a grown-ass man. Anyway, big news for
He's not running button hooks anymore because of Taylor Swift candidate.
That's it, Dan. That's it. Whatever that means.
Gonna get his head in the playbook.
Right. Instead of wedding planning books.
Tasting cakes.
Thank you, Dan.
He's tasting championships.
Thank you, Dan. Bad Bunny will be headlining Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show set to kick off February 8th of next year at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. He announced via Instagram on Sunday. He will share the exciting news with a video set to his hit song, Kalaita. He was sitting on top of the goalpost in the end zone.
That was a good video.
He said in a press release, what I'm feeling goes beyond myself. It's for those who came before me and ran countless yards so I could come in and score a touchdown. This is for my people, my culture, and our history. He then said in Spanish, I'm translating, go and tell your grandmother that we are the halftime of the Super Bowl, which I think is remarkable. Yeah. Abuelas everywhere are
so
cheering.
Good. I think the video I watched, I think what it is it's like a beach in Puerto Rico. And because all you see is like the sunset, it looks like they're on an island. And then as it pans
back. Well, that's where he's been for the past month. So
right.
I would imagine.
And then as he pans back, you can see he's sitting on the goalpost.
Yeah.
It's a really cool video.
I went right to the Facebook comments when I saw this was announced.
To look at all the angry,
I knew it was
going to
be a war zone. All of the old dudes are like, Metallica and Aerosmith need to be playing the halftime show. And they did not disappoint.
Yeah.
It was a lot of who? No one's ever heard of this guy.
He just made history as the most watched Amazon Music Live stream ever.
Yeah,
full right. story, period, stop.
Check
you might
the streams.
Not know him.
People know who he is.
The rest of the world absolutely does. And he's already been on the Super Bowl stage. He was a special guest with Shakira and J-Lo, you might recall, back in 2020.
Right. He'll have a lot to live up to. I mean, last year's performance with Kendrick Lamar and SZA was the most watched Super Bowl halftime performance ever, beating out Michael Jackson. So there's a big number of people that
That's
they're trying
silly.
To get eyeballs on and after last year's success. So good luck to him. I think it's kind of cool. I like him.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I think to have a diversity and different cultures and stuff.
I mean, he's a movie star now. He's done a ton of movies.
He's so funny.
He's on Saturday Night Live. He's great on Saturday Night Live too. This guy's doing it all.
I'm not going to understand a single word he says, but it's going to be rhythmic.
It's going to be fun.
Just put on your closed captions that will translate it for you, and we will all learn new things. And I think it's awesome. And that is what I got, guys.
All right, thank you, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Cammy Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Rebecca from North Andover.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
And we have Reese, Felix, and Bowen all in the car as well. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
She brought back up Kennedy.
I mean.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Rebecca?
Yeah, I think so.
Gwyneth Paltrow turned 53 over the weekend. Who did she famously consciously uncouple with? Excuse me, conspicuously.
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Halsey, 31 today. One of her biggest songs is Closer. Who is she on that song with?
You guys know this one? No. No, we don't know that one. Sorry.
Question number three. Matt Damon and his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park.
As you do.
Matt said, quote, "I think it's illegal, but they got swept up with the peanuts."
I'm pretty sure most of the dust at Fenway Park is just people's ashes.
The Red Sox start the playoffs tomorrow night. Who are they playing?
My hometown team, the New York Yankees.
We were getting along so well.
Sorry, guys. It's true.
Question number four. Over 5,000 pups auditioned for Basketball Glory, but only two came out as the top dogs. Charlie from Ohio and Summer from California will both play Buddy in Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
Golden Retriever.
And question number five. At a fashion show in Italy, Meryl Streep met Anna Wintour, the inspiration for her character in The Devil Wears Prada. What is the name of the magazine Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep both work for in the movie?
That's the name of the magazine The Devil Wears Prada.
I don't know.
That'd be a deep pull for Bowen.
I'm so embarrassed that I don't know this one because I love that movie, but it's flipping my mind right now. Sorry.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Rebecca, where do the kids go to school?
They go to school in Arlington, Massachusetts. We're driving them down there now.
All right. Good.
Rebecca, Hardy Elementary and Audison Middle School.
Are your kids also Yankees fans?
No.
Yeah, no. Raising them right.
It's a debate. My son wears 99 on his jersey, so it's a debate.
I don't know. The nose said it wasn't a debate.
It's going to be determined. I'm working on it, guys. It's going to be a good series. I'm looking forward to it.
Rebecca, who we love dearly, even though she has just professed to us her love for the New York Yankees.
It happens.
No one is perfect.
Yeah, got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow turns 53 over the weekend. Who did she famously consciously uncouple with?
Chris Martin.
Tied at 1. Halsey, 31 today. One of her biggest songs is Closer. Who is on that song with her?
Calvin Harris?
You were in the ballpark. Chainsmokers.
Mm.
Tied at 1. Matt Damon and his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park. Matt said, and I quote, "I think it's illegal, but they got swept up with the peanuts." The Red Sox start the playoff tomorrow night. Which team do they play?
That's the Yankees.
Tied at 2. Over 5,000 pups auditioned for Basketball Glory, but only two came out as the top dogs. Charlie from Ohio and Summer from California will both play Buddy in Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
A golden retriever.
Tied at 3. Clutch. Question number 5. At a fashion show in Italy, Meryl Streep met Anna Wintour, the inspiration for her character in The Devil Wears Prada. What is the magazine that her and Anne Hathaway worked for in that movie?
Is it called Vogue in the movie? It's not called Vogue.
Need an answer, Kennedy.
Fashion.
Runway. You were in the ballpark. 3-3 is the final score. Kennedy, with the tie, gets the win. Rebecca, nice work. That was pretty, pretty good.
Pretty, pretty good.
Pretty, pretty good.
Thanks, that was fun.
But just like the Yankees this weekend, not quite enough.
Oh.
Wow, violence, okay. It's going to be a fun series, I'm excited for it.
It will be fun.
Oh my God.
Also, congratulations, you won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Jesse McCartney October 7th at the Orpheum Theater. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Reese, Felix, and Bowen are going who? It's before their time.
You know, we'll talk about that too.
Yes, we'll explain to them. What's that song? Is it Beautiful?
Beautiful Soul.
Beautiful Soul.
Banger.
I don't
want
to pray.
Yeah, let them.
Yeah, you got to let them know about it. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Take it, guys. We are Rebecca, Reese, Felix, and Bowen in the car, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041. 1041.
What'd you get into over the weekend? 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, on Saturday morning, got up and met my good buddy Carson at Artisani Park for the Samaritan's 5K run walk for suicide prevention. And it was an amazing day. So filled with, you know, it's sort of a dichotomy of a very joyful moment and, you know, some heavy moments too. But they raised over $500,000. And Carson, ooh, having you there on the ones and twos, I know we normally give you so much grief for it, but I can't tell you the amount of people who work with and around Samaritans that came up and said you changed the whole vibe. Like,
oh, awesome.
Really. Set the tone the whole day. It was what we've been looking for years. And here you are. And so thank you. Will you come back next year?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much. Very so that was awesome. You. I sat there and screamed my heart out for an hour watching people cross the finish line. And then on Sunday, I went to East Boston to Eddie C's, which was one of the, you know, one of those kind of dive bars. And they had their last day. They closed for business as of last night. So I went for a few hours yesterday afternoon.
It's always a sad day when we lose a good dive bar.
To relive those moments with Beep Dennis, which was great. And we watched the Patriots game, which...
Long live a good dive bar. Yeah.
Long live a good dive
bar. I saw you on the Instagram stories, yes, with a beer and a Jello shot living your best life.
Jello shots are the only way to fly at Eddie C's. They make them by hand in their own kitchen. And so Fireball Jello shot.
Speaking
pour
of this,
one out for the homies.
Samaritan's 5K,
yes,
Kennedy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Our good friend Corey from Medford was there. Good morning,
Corey.
He was
indeed.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hi, hi.
How much money did you end up raising?
I ended up making $1,710.
Hey.
Wow.
That's a big number.
That's incredible, Corey.
He hustled. He did the work.
Sir.
He let the people know. And
I got some awesome donations, including some from B-Side, which was fantastic.
I love it when people come together like this. It's so wonderful. And Corey, tell people how much time you cut off your time from last year.
Well, I actually thought I cut a whole lot of time off. I guess I just didn't do as bad as I did last year. I came in dead last. This year I was 10 minutes faster, so I was like five people shorter.
Hey, you beat 5 people.
Well, first of all, there's no winning or losing at a 5K. But 10 minutes is massive. Massive. Good for you. I'm very proud of you.
It was an awesome day, especially as you're on the other side of the river and you're hearing Carson pumping out platoon.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Thank you for sharing that.
That's
Corey.
Awesome.
And speaking of B-Side from Gloucester, good morning, B-Side.
Good morning.
We had to put you on right after that.
God. This is so good. It's Inception.
Yes.
Inception of our listeners.
So on Sunday morning, I met with Kennedy via Zoom for my breast cancer talk that will come out on October 1st for Alicia Unleashed.
Nice.
Featured on Good Morning Gloucester. It was a beautiful podcast. It was 53 minutes of absolute, pure, just amazingness with her and my hostess, Alicia. And I also hit my goal for my breast cancer walk over the weekend, but I'm not stopping. And come October 1st, I'm going harder than ever.
That's my girl.
And and we're just going to keep going, and we're going to save the girls. So
yeah, save the girls.
Yeah,
Kennedy, you were all over the place this weekend.
Busy lady.
Thank you,
well,
B-Side.
Thank you. I was honored, B-Side. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. So you weren't here on Friday, but I had said, Kennedy, that mm-hmm. I was leaving the radio station on Friday, and I was driving right to my house, and don't at me, bro. Don't talk to me. Don't call. Don't text. Don't email. Don't anything. I wanted to sit in my TV room and watch the Ryder Cup. It was the Golf USA versus Europe this weekend.
Yeah.
And on Friday, something had happened that I didn't realize could happen, that they whooped our ass so badly on Friday that the rest of the tournament for the weekend pretty much did not matter.
It was super embarrassing, too, to be an American. Sorry. It was so embarrassing.
There's a lot to unpack there. But just the whole Friday of it all ended up being a mess. They ended up almost coming back and winning it on Sunday, which was crazy. So I was so disheartened by all of it and the way we acted and the way we were playing.
Yeah.
that I said, you know what? I'm going to go play golf instead to get out of the house. So Barrett and I went on Saturday. We went up to North Reading, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody heckled you, I imagine.
Nope, no heckling at
How
all.
Wonderful.
Went to this wonderful course there called Hillview, I think it is. And I got to tell you.
Reading's
you know,
lovely.
It's, you know, it's always interesting because, you know, you get put on to play with people that you don't know.
Uh-huh.
And so we get up on the tee box, and there are it's me and Barrett, who's 14 years old, a freshman in high school, and it's two freshman high school girls that are playing with us.
Bruh.
They go to Phillips Academy, maybe in that area.
Barrett's like, I love golf.
Well, that make you feel weird?
Why?
No, just they, in general, being around a bunch of people speaking a language you don't.
No, they were awesome. The two girls were, first of all, they were nasty at golf. I mean, I didn't want to be around them, to be honest with you.
Did you learn a few things?
Oh, yeah, I learned I can't play golf, and they can.
Well, when you pick it up young, it's just so much easier.
They were incredible. And I said to Barrett afterwards, I was like, did you like hit them up on Snapchat? You should hang out with them because you could learn how to play golf from those two. They were just hitting it. I've never seen golf played like that before except on TV. Just hitting it down the middle every time.
Man.
Every time. But they were the nicest.
Oh,
it was,
I'm so
it
glad.
Was a lot of fun playing with like 3, 14-year-olds.
Keep
on
you
a golf.
Young.
It does.
Yeah.
I just tried to stay out of their conversations, to be honest with you. I walked ahead of them most of the time.
That sounds about right.
Because they were all saying words I didn't understand.
You wouldn't have understood their conversation anyways.
No,
yeah,
right. It's, Barrett made some joke about aura at some point and me not having it. I was like,
oh, rude.
Rude, right? That's what
like,
I said.
Well, you can drive yourself home, Mr.
You can
aura.
Pay for your own green tea fees, tea fees, things.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, 617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. We have Amanda, who is listening all the way up in Vermont.
You love to hear it.
Yes. I didn't know our signal reached that far. Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Amanda?
Yeah, you guys. I'm great. I moved up here a few months ago, and I lived in Brookline for
a long time, and you guys came with me. And every morning I sit down at my desk and I say, Alexa, play Mix 104.1. And
that.
Odyssey brings me.
How is life in Vermont versus Brookline?
It's different.
The land of Subarus and Bernie Sanders.
It's different.
That's right. And don't forget, and maple syrup and cabbage cheese.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, all day long. Yes, please. Yes.
I feel like a lot of IPAs in Vermont, too. A lot of IPA beers.
Also IPAs, yeah. Yes. We're known for a lot of great food. But life is great. And my mom came up. She stayed with me for the weekend. And we did some really stellar leaf peeping, like A+, come to Vermont. We're peak, like
It's peak peeping.
The peepers be peeping.
Are you putting on like your Noah Kahan Essentials playlist? Driving through
and
the
flannel.
Hills of Vermont,
right.
Flannel, cabbage cheese.
That's right.
Yes.
That sounds
all
perfect. I want to do that right now.
I'm here.
No, literally. My mom hates winter, but this weekend she was like, I think I might move here. She won't, but
if she comes back in January, she might feel different.
Right now.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. That's fantastic. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I love to hear these stories of what you do over the weekend. Let's see. Justine from Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Justine was just telling me off the air that she did something with her kid, went to a museum. Is that right?
Yeah, so we have our 17-month-old daughter, Max. She is a feral little goblin child, but we took her to the North Shore Children's Museum in Peabody.
Wait. She's a feral little goblin child? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Excellent band name. Feral Goblin Child. Would go see.
Oh, yeah. But she's usually pretty nutty and crazy and, like, eats mud, but we thought we'd refine her a little bit and take her to the museum and... We love supporting small business on the North Shore, and she just had an absolute blast.
I have to write it down.
A feral goblin child.
Feral little goblin child.
She's in the museum gallery like, excuse me, madam, what is your mud policy here?
Oh, so good. That is great. Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Wow. That was perfect.
Lucky for us, that place is all about play and not about fine art, so she fit in really well.
Yeah, it's perfect. Oh,
so good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. We have Tammy. Tammy's from Peabody. How about you? What'd you get into over the weekend, Tammy?
Oh, I had a very busy weekend. On Friday, my daughter had her JV soccer game, and they played a hard game, ended in a tie.
I hate that when sports
Saturday,
ends in tie.
What is that about?
I don't like ties.
No.
Right? I agree. There should be a winner and a loser.
Yes.
And then on Saturday, my friend's daughter turned 12, so we all went to an escape room and then had pizza and ice cream, which was super fun. That was actually my first escape room, so
how'd you do?
We made it. We did good. We made it. We had 9 minutes left, actually. So
wow.
I think the kids were smarter than the two adults in there, though.
I've never gotten out of an escape room in the time you're supposed to get out in.
They're tough.
Yeah, they are tough.
And it really tests your relationships in escape room. When the time starts winding down and you don't have all the clues,
right.
You really start to see who your friends are.
Yeah, especially when you're with, 5, 12 and 11-year-olds as adults, you got to kind of tone it down sometimes.
Well, that's great. Thanks for calling in. Have a good week, okay?
Well, actually, there was one more thing. My older niece did the High Rocks, which is a fitness run. And it was pretty crazy. They do a 1 kilometer run, and then in between each run, they do some sort of functional activity, so like sled pulls and pushes and wall ball, and it was pretty insane.
Jeez, that was a big weekend for you.
I
a lot
mean,
going on.
It was very crazy, but at least it was all good stuff.
All right, good deal. Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You had a Britney Spears weekend?
Ooh.
That's what I like to call it.
Why is that?
What does that entail?
Is it toxic?
Well, that entails me going on Marketplace and just Googling Britney Spears because I was bored. And I came across a pair of Nike Air Force sneakers with her face printed on it and her name on it. And I was like, ooh, and they happen to be my size. So I went to Connecticut on Saturday and bought them. And then on Sunday, I went and bought some Britney Spears, like, Beanie Babies. The guy had 10 of them still in the boxes and all packaged up. And I went to Maine and bought them and
Poland Springs.
We're going to be rich, Kennedy. We got Britney Spears Beanie Babies.
No, man. I think it's cool just to want to have that nostalgia of it all. I search for Prince things like that every once in a while.
That's funny.
I don't follow through as much as you did.
You're also, I think, the only person I've ever met that has a Britney Spears tattoo.
I bet it's not true.
I have my tattoo. I have my dolls. I have my collection. I have so many things of Britney Spears. It's not even funny.
I love it.
So add to my collection.
I love it.
All right. Thanks for calling to share that.
I'm wearing my sneakers right now, actually.
Thanks, Heather.
You're welcome. Bye.
How about you, Producer Dan? What'd you get into over the weekend?
I went to the Deerfield Fair on Saturday.
Oh, I forgot you were going to the fair.
It was so much fun, but I lost my summer base tan for sure. Summer Dan is gone.
Yeah.
And it was like 77 and not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And my poor Irish skin.
Oh, I got a little. It doesn't look too bad.
Well, if there was only something you could have done to prevent that, Dan.
Yeah.
I can't create clouds, Kennedy. I'm not a god.
Did you have anything deep fried?
You just try and mitigate.
Oh, let's see. Deep fried.
Oh, yeah. What'd you eat?
I made a list. Deep fried pickles, Bloomin' Onion, corn dog, apple crisp, deep fried Oreos.
Well played.
I couldn't find the deep fried peanut butter and jelly this year. It was like my white whale.
Oh. Yeah.
It was like Captain Ahab just going through the stands.
Oh. Okay. Did you play any carnival games, ride any carnival
rides?
No, animals.
What I like about the Deerfield Fair, it's a little different than like Topsfield and the ones around here. It's more like agriculture. It's real farmer stuff.
Yeah.
Like they had trucks pulling 30,000-pound tractor.
Oh, my God. Truck pulls are the heat. And they do that at Topsfield Fair, too, I think.
I went to a pig scramble for the first time in my life.
Is that people
so
trying to stop a
Which
pig?
Which is they have... It's children.
Oh.
You have to be between 8 and 10 years old. And they released... They put 5 kids and 5 pigs in a little, like, ring together.
Yeah.
And then they run around. The kids have brown sacks, like burlap sacks.
Yeah.
And they got to catch the pig and sack it. And if they sack it, they get to keep the pig.
What?
And this is where I was like, are we in New England? This is some, like... I feel like we got transported to Arkansas. This is some real country-ish.
We got farms here, Daniel.
I've never seen a pig scramble. At one point, I was like, PETA would hate this because you grab the pig and they're like, and
I'm sure they're
They
fine.
Might be having just as much fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
The pigs get to say, they went to their radio station this morning and they said, I ran around with some kids.
But I love it, man. It costs $10 to get in. You can eat all the fried food and see
amazing.
All the animals you want. It's a good time.
Oh, good deal. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
Oh, what a day.
She's gonna school you, sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kayla from Ipswich.
Morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Kayla's on her way into work, a special ed teacher, and a special day here at the show today. Do you understand what's happening now?
Oh, yeah.
She knows why she called.
Stay with me, Kayla. Hashtag suck it, Sal. So our boss, Sal, was tired of all the hate that he was getting, mostly from me. And he's decided to put his money where his mouth is and try and buy your affection. Don't fall for it. But there's $1,000 on the line for Campy Kennedy right now. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
$1,000, Kennedy.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more than right than Kennedy, and you are going to win yourself $1,000. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. And remember, if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that's a win for Kennedy. We can't give you the money with the tie. Question number one. Bad Bunny was announced as the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show performer. Which 2025 Adam Sandler movie does Bad Bunny have a significant role in?
Oh, boy. Is it Happy Gilmore 2?
Question number two. Avril Lavigne, 41, over the weekend. Which Avril song starts with these lyrics? Take a listen.
Chill out, what she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see.
Name the song.
Somebody else. Is it Skater Boy?
Skater Boy. Question number three. Snoop Dogg will return to cover the 2026 Winter Olympics on NBC. His coverage was a huge hit in the 2024 Summer Olympics. The Winter Games will start February 6th. Which Olympic sport involves pushing a broom on the ice in front of a big granite stone aiming for a circular target?
Curling.
Peak athletic performance.
Owen Wilson and his brother Luke are now both playing golfers in separate comedies. Owen plays a former pro on the Apple TV show Stick, and Luke just joined Will Ferrell's upcoming golf comedy for Netflix. Which animated character does Owen Wilson voice with the catchphrase, ka-chow?
Lightning McQueen.
There it is. He is speed.
I thought I know that pretty well, Dan. It's been a while since I've seen that movie, too. Question number five. Sabrina Carpenter is loving Kevin Bacon's unexpected cover of her song, When Did You Get Hot?, calling it the least expected but best cover of the year award. The song is off Sabrina's new album. What is the name of her new album?
Oh, I don't know that one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I don't know how that got in there like that.
You know, he gave us more money in the hopes that you would stop doing that.
I know he's trying to buy our love. We're not going to fall for it, are we, Chet? Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Kayla got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line.
I hear it.
Bad Bunny was announced as the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show performer last night. Which 2025 Adam Sandler movie does Bad Bunny have a significant role in?
Happy Gilmore 2.
You want breadsticks?
Tie to 1. Avril Lavigne, 41 over the weekend. Which Avril song starts with these lyrics? Take a listen.
Chill out, what she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see.
Name the song?
Complicated.
Yes, not Skater
Boy. I knew that. I knew it, too.
2-1, question number 3. Snoop Dogg will return to cover the 2026 Winter Olympics on NBC. Obviously, it was a huge hit in the 2024 Summer Olympics. Kennedy, which Olympic sport involves pushing a broom on the ice in front of a big granite stone aiming for a circular target?
Curling.
3-2, question number 4. Owen Wilson and his brother Luke are now both playing golfers in separate comedies. Owen, of course, on Stick, and Luke just joined Will Ferrell's upcoming golf comedy for Netflix. Which animated character does Owen Wilson voice with the catchphrase, ka-chow?
Lightning McQueen.
4-3, question number 5. Sabrina Carpenter is loving Kevin Bacon's unexpected cover of her song, When Did You Get Hot?, calling it the least expected but best cover of the year award. Kennedy, the song is off Sabrina's new album. What's it called?
Not Manchild. It's called Gary.
Man's best friend.
Dang it!
Man's
it's the
best
second
friend.
Time I've gotten that question wrong.
I know he's going to keep asking. So. 4-3.
Because it's a great album. Jesus was a carpenter, and so am I.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
4-3.
That Swifty and a Sabrina E.
I'm plugged in, Kennedy.
You certainly are.
4-3 is final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kayla, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000. I was really hoping to kick it off by giving away his money this morning.
Being real tight with Sal's dough.
Thanks, Kennedy.
I do what I can.
She's a corporate shill.
Oh, right. Yes, that's exactly what I am.
All right, Kayla, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kayla from Ipswich, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Kennedy shared with us last week that she got a cat named Snowman.
Snowball was the name of the cat
Snowball.
When it came to me.
Snowball.
Yes. I'm thinking it might not stick, but it was right now. But she doesn't really talk to me very much anyway, so...
Go
ahead.
How is Snowball adjusting to her new home?
Well, she's just in my bedroom right now because my house really isn't, nor probably will it ever be completely cat ready.
Mm-hmm.
But just for her to get acclimated, like I don't want to lose her in the house down in the basement or something. So just giving her time to get acquainted with the house, and I, you know, I got her like a cat tree and scratching posts and toys and the most expensive litter box that's ever existed that cleans itself for me.
Oh, the Littermatic 5000.
You have no
idea. Is it the one that spins automatically?
Dude, it came over the weekend and I put it up.
I think it's incredible. Yeah.
Anyway, she seems to like it. She likes to look out the window because I have huge windows in my bedroom.
But looking at all the birds she wants to kill.
Probably, but she really doesn't hang out with me a whole lot. She's not a snuggler.
And how you feeling now emotionally?
It's like having a me in the house.
This could be you in no time.
Kennedy, we brought in the experts.
Heather, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hi,
does this sound like your house, Heather?
That's only accurate when I bring food upstairs. They're cat food.
Oh, yeah. And she's really unmotivated by food, so I don't know what to do with her.
Tell everybody, Heather, how many cats you have?
I have 25 cats.
In your house?
Yes, absolutely.
They're indoor cats.
I've lost too many cats by letting them go outside, so I've decided to keep them all indoors. They're all vetted. They're all have shots. They're all fixed. Everything.
What are their names? No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god,
that would take the whole segment.
I don't want to go through that.
How big is your house?
800 square feet.
No, right now I live with my parents, but I'm in a separate building as my parents, so I have like two floors, so they can go up and down and wherever they want to go.
What twists and turns occurred in the journey of your life that you were like 25 is the right number of cats?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. I just, when my cats had kittens, I just felt that they had a better home being with me because there's too many weirdo people out there that, you know, feed kittens to snakes and whatever else. So I just felt they were better safe with me. So I kept them.
I think you should be a cat influencer. You should have a social media page and get brand deals with cat food companies and just share about your life with 25 cats.
Do you like have a room that's just the cat's room that has all the things that cats need, like the tree towers and the litter boxes and whatnot? And how often are you cleaning litter boxes?
No, but I want to eventually make one of those like things on the wall where they can just crawl everywhere. Yeah. Like that's one of my dreams. Yes.
What's dating like with 25 cats?
Oh, I'm married. My husband was allergic, but now he's unallergic.
That's one way to do it.
You better get unallergic, son.
25 is blowing.
Do you have any other animals, or is that it?
No, I do. I have 12 dogs, and I have 6 ferrets.
What?
Yeah.
How big is your yard?
Well, I live with my parents. They have 30 acres of land.
Wow.
This is where I grew up. And you got to understand, I grew up with a ton of animals. Like, we had raccoons. I had a skunk. We had a bull. We had, you know...
If I had that much land, I'd have all the animals.
We had everything. We had everything. So to me, it's normal. To me, it's the more the merrier. I can handle it, and that's just normal for me.
From the 301, 20-plus cats sounds like the Hemingway Museum in Key West.
That's just so much cat poop.
Yes, that's a lot.
Who's your favorite?
Shardude.
Shardude? Why Shardude? Yep. What's so cool about Shardude?
He's very affectionate. He lays on me like all the time. He's very loving. He also was born 19 hours after a cesarean C-section, which is unheard of. He should have been dead, and he wasn't.
Wow.
So he's like a miracle kitty. He's 10 years old. He's a white flame point, Siamese cat. He's a beautiful cat, white and orange and blue eyes.
So 25 cats. How many dogs?
And an allergic husband.
No, he's not allergic anymore.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Have you ever shown them the movie Cats?
Like, I just feel like feeding them would be more than feeding yourself.
The budget.
Yeah.
What is the one piece of advice you would give to Kennedy now owning a cat?
Don't get
No, I think she needs a friend, honestly, because they do better in pairs.
Kennedy or the cat?
They
That's
really
not very
do.
Nice to say to Kennedy.
She's not wrong.
Yes to
they
all.
They do. They do better in pairs. I would just say, like, you know, pet her often, but not, like, even when she doesn't want to be petted, just pick her up anyways and pet her, but then put her right back down, because she's going to get used to that.
Okay.
You know, even if she doesn't want it, just do it, because then eventually she's going to...
I feel
it.
Like that's how I lost most of my boyfriends, but okay.
If one went missing,
hug
and
them,
you were,
even if they don't want it,
and you were down to 24, how long would it take you to notice?
Daniel.
I mean, it's 25 of them. You can't keep track.
I think about, sometimes there's times at night I'll sit there and go, oh my God, I haven't seen like Phoenix in a long time. Like, where is he? And then I'll like search for Phoenix. I'm like, okay, there he is.
Do you have a whiteboard like, with all their names that you can every once in a while just check on them?
Oh no. God. You know, it's funny. People are like, how do you remember who's who? I'm like, how do you remember your friends' names? Like, it's simple.
Who has 25 friends?
Who has a skunk? Did you say you had a skunk? Did you say you had
we
a skunk?
Did. We had, when I was a kid, we had a descended skunk named Flower.
Of course, it's Flower. Oh my God, I love that so much. I mean, my sisters had ferrets, which all intents and purposes
we had a monkey
skunks.
When I was growing up, so I can't say
yeah, how
much.
Dare you?
Your life is fascinating.
This is
actually live audio from Heather's house.
Her
right
husband
now.
Is a good doobie.
If they ever wanted to start an uprising, they could take over the farm.
Well, thank you for sharing that story with us, Heather. We needed that for Kennedy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Good luck, Kennedy.
Thanks.
Just keep petting her, though.
Thank you so much.
What's your
You're
husband's
welcome.
Name, by the way?
Saint. His name
it's
is
Ray.
Saint.
Ray, yeah.
Did Ray have a choice, or did you just tell him we're getting 25 cats?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So, to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We had a surprise this morning. Somebody came by the radio station, and we didn't know it was going to be happening. Producer Dan helped set the whole thing up. And if you've been listening to the show for a short amount of time, you're not going to know who this person is. I apologize up front. But
I don't, because you're going to meet someone you need to know.
But if you've been A1 since day one.
That's right. If you're an OG around here, you may remember Zach Stone. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Boston.
Welcome back, buddy.
This feels right. Not this chair. I don't like this chair. I like that chair that you're in, Carson, but here we are. The times have changed, I understand.
Now, what you have to know about Zach is, so Zach went to school at BU, mm-hmm. But he's a Philly guy.
I sure am. You better believe it.
Diehard Eagles fan, diehard Phillies fan.
Life's good for you guys over there right now.
It's feeling good right now, waiting for our hearts to get broken, as per the Philadelphia ethos.
Yeah. And so, you know, Zach started working here not long after college, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I did. I was working on the street team. I did overnights. When the opportunity came, I jumped full in, and I was there for what, 5 years?
Yeah. I think so. And yeah. Then you met a girl.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Yep. And who is an author.
Author, she sure is.
Tell us about Sarah real quick.
Sarah, my lovely partner. She is she has a New York Times bestseller. She is a pick for for her book is
Girl at War.
Girl, she has Girl at War. So she has True Biz, which was one of Reese Witherspoon's picks. And we are in Boston because we have some events this weekend. She is going to Boston University, the Deaf Studies. She's putting on an event tonight at Boston University. And then on Tuesday, she is at Watertown Library. She's doing a talk there. She's signing some books. We are not welcome because we are distracting. That's fine. That's fine. So we are taking a tour around Boston to just see, to learn some history, and to justify taking them out of school for multiple days.
So we're used to Zach hurting us, but now we're watching him hurt his two sons, which is hysterical.
It's a lot.
Tell us about your boys.
Who are my boys? My boy, I got Sully J. He's 6 years old. He is, it sure is embarrassed by me. He's in kindergarten right now. And then I have Kunonon Ellison Stone. We adopted him from Thailand. My wife is deaf. He is deaf. We thought we could give him a good home. So we've been doing that for 3 years. Amazing. And we're having a great time.
I was just explaining to Sully that there's a lot of people here named Sully, and he didn't believe me.
Yes. That was one of the holdups. We were like, listen, we know a lot of people up in Boston. Are we sure we want to go with this name? But we went with it anyway. Yeah.
You're in the Mecca of Sully right
yes,
now, frankly.
Yes, we sure are.
It's wild seeing you as a dad.
Yeah.
It's perfectly where you belong.
It's fantastic. It's a great gift. And we decided we'd try one more time. So we have a little baby on the way as well. Very exciting.
You have a third one coming.
We have a third baby coming.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, they grow up so fast, Carson.
I know.
I was just saying, I couldn't believe, I was here in this station when Barrett was born. And then I was there the next day when Carson came back to work immediately.
Because he couldn't miss to talk about it. That's our guy.
What are you talking about? Didn't I take 6 months?
No.
No.
I did
no.
not.
Maybe 6 hours. We were like, oh, man. Well, we thought the vacation was going to be ours.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, he's back in the chair. Couldn't keep him away.
The show wasn't doing
as good as it is now. Yeah.
Oh, is that why you came back?
It was a little stressful. A little stressful.
No.
What are they asking you right now?
You got to ask. What do you want, bud? What do you want? You got to ask. What do you want, bud? You got to ask for it. Can I have a
glazed donut?
Yes. You can have it. One more glazed donut.
Thank you for bringing your kids and all the sugar, Zach.
Course,
that was great. Just plying them with donuts all morning long here in the studio.
Well, they've got a long day ahead.
We got to go see Faneuil Hall. We got to go see.
So have a little history lesson.
Yes, of course.
So Zach Stone, a former producer with our show for a very long time. When you moved to Philadelphia, I know you were working in radio for a little while, but now you're on the TV side. Tell everybody where you were.
I am. I'm with QVC. I'm producing
so cool.
on Friday mornings and Saturday mornings. Saturday morning Q is my big show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Is that when we're in the kitchen with David?
That is not. That is on Wednesday nights. Sundays is in the kitchen with David.
I love being in the kitchen with David.
I'm working with Alberti Popaginelli Carr, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Right.
That's when you can see me doing my thing.
So are they when they're on the air and they're talking to somebody who we never get to hear, is that you sometimes?
Sometimes it is me.
We're out of the sage.
I am the eyes on the floor. So I am their eyes on the floor, and then we have another producer in their ear giving them the information.
I'm
setting up all the product, making sure everything goes smooth, making sure my guests are comfortable. So that's what I'm doing.
Is it easier to produce the QVC host or Carson and Kennedy?
It is easier to produce the QVC host, but this is fun.
This is
where my heart is. Always where my heart
you
is.
You are welcome
we love
here
you.
Anytime.
Well, congratulations on all the
on
success,
all the
obviously.
Things.
And shout out to Sarah, New York Times bestseller.
Yes, New York Times bestseller.
You married up, dude.
When Girl War came out, and it was in Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Because they have one page that they have for books. And I read that cover to cover, and I was like, my God, I know her. I tore it out and gave it to you, as I recall.
I remember. Well, new book coming out
I'm
in
so
May.
Happy for her.
One more, Mother Tongue, coming out in May. Very, very
right
exciting.
Now.
All right. Where can they find Sarah's stuff if they want to look her up?
Sarahnovich.com.
Novic.
That is correct. Sarahnovich. Yep.
Make sure you look it up. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
This
I really appreciate
really
it.
Just an absolute joy. My heart is very full today. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Great job getting the coffee order right, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Debbie from Winthrop.
Hi, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So, five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. The Steelers played the Vikings in an NFL game in Dublin this weekend, and Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback Skylar Thompson was jumped and robbed by several men before the game. Dublin, the capital of which country?
Ireland.
Matt Damon and his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park. Matt said, I think it's illegal, but they got swept up with the peanuts. True or false, Fenway is the oldest ballpark in America. True or false?
True.
Stephen Jenkins, spelled different. Yeah, that's right. Stephen Jenkins turned 61 over the weekend. Of course, the lead singer of a popular late 90s, early 2000s band. That played Mix Fest, by the way.
I sure did.
Great set.
Oh, no.
Take a listen to one of their songs and then name the band.
I want something else to get me through this. Send me some kind of life.
Name the band.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I think it's not semisonic something. Oh.
All right.
I give up. I'm sorry.
Question number four. 12 years ago today in 2013, the Breaking Bad series finale aired on AMC. What was Walter White's alter ego as a drug kingpin?
You lost me. I've never watched it, and all my friends yell at me.
As they should. It's a great show.
I know.
Question number five. In the Voice episode that aired last week, contestant Yoshiana gets a three-chair turn. Which coach's team did she join?
Niall, right? I think. Oh.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Debbie, I understand you work at a flower shop?
I do. I work at a flower shop in Melrose, Massachusetts.
What's the name of the flower shop?
It's called Affairs to Remember Florist.
Affairs to Remember. A little known fact, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I, too, used to work at a florist when I was
so
in high school.
I worked at Scheffler's.
Okay. Affairs.
Oh, nice.
Affairs to Remember in Melrose.
I did not know you both worked in flower shops till right now.
Yep.
What's the hot-selling flower right now at Affairs to Remember in Melrose?
Yeah, usually roses. Different types.
Yeah, roses are always the go-to. Some guy walking in going, I forgot something and I need a dozen roses now.
All the time.
I made a huge mistake. Help me fix it.
Debbie got 2 out of 5.
Oh, gosh.
Well done.
I do better when I'm not on the radio.
Same.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
The Steelers played the Vikings in an NFL game in Dublin this weekend, and the Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback, Skylar Thompson, was actually jumped and robbed by several men before the game. Dublin, the capital of which country?
Ireland.
Yeah, thankfully he is okay. Tied to one. Question number two, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
And his brother fulfilled their dad's dying wish by spreading some of his ashes at Fenway Park. True or false? Fenway is the oldest park in America. True or false?
True.
What's the second?
Wrigley.
Yes, that is correct. Tied to two. Question number three. Stephen Jenkins, 61 over the weekend. The lead singer of a very popular late 90s, early 2000s band. Take a listen to one of their songs and then name the band.
I want something else to get me through this. Send me some kind of life, baby, baby.
That's Third Eye Blind.
3-2. Question number 4. 12 years ago today in 2013, the Breaking Bad series finale aired on AMC. What was Walter White's alter ego as a drug kingpin?
Oh, Heisman.
Yes. And he struck a pose. Heisenberg. Heisenberg. Remember when he dressed up as Heisenberg and went to a con? Dressed up with a mask on of Heisenberg? And then it was awesome. Remember that one time? That was cool.
Yeah.
3-2, question number 5. In the Voice episode that aired last week, contestant Yoshiana got a 3-chair turn. Which coach's team did she join?
Reba.
Snoop.
Oh.
Snoop-a-loop. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Those are tough.
Good job.
Yep. You did good, Debbie. Go see Debbie at Affairs to Remember in Melrose. Buy all the roses from them. And also, you just won yourself a $250 gift card from The Voice. All-star coaches Michael Bublé, Snoop Dogg, Niall Horan, and Reba McEntire reclaim their red chairs for an all-new season of The Voice. The Voice Blind auditions continue tonight at 8 on NBC 10. Boston, you enjoy that $250 gift card, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Debbie, and I'm from Winthrop, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to June from Whitman.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kennedy.
June, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
She said take off.
Thank you. Hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back.
No more.
Or until we wave you in like 2.5 minutes.
5 pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, and you can win yourself $1,000.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. You're off from work today, and still, and you could still get paid.
Yes, wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Here we go. Question number 1.
All right.
Andrea from the afternoon show met Ed Kelsey, the father of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelsey, at this weekend's game in Kansas City. Can you name Travis Kelsey's fiance?
Taylor Swift.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married Saturday. Guests included Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Paul Rudd, and this artist who performed with Kendrick Lamar at the last Super Bowl halftime show. Who is she?
Rihanna.
All right, question number 3. There's a new bronze statue in Brownsville, Tennessee. It is 10 feet tall, in part thanks to a massive hair helmet of this singer, known for songs like Proud Mary and What's Love Got to Do With It. Who is she?
Tina Turner.
Comedians including Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, and Louis C.K. are being roasted for playing a comedy festival in Saudi Arabia. The host of the WTF podcast is one of the people calling them out. Who is he?
I have no idea on that one.
All right, and question number 5. The two companies that boycotted Jimmy Kimmel Live have started airing his show again. Can you name one of those two companies?
I know.
When you hear it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. What are you doing on your day off?
Errands as usual.
cleaning, laundry, errands.
What are we doing? We grocery store.
Actually, kind of run over to Kohl's and drop stuff off at Savers. I've been purging.
Did you hear what they opened, Kennedy, at Assembly in Somerville?
No.
A new world market.
Really?
You didn't match the energy he was looking for there.
You don't love a world market? It's not the same.
It is exactly the same.
The new one at Assembly?
What is World Market? It's like a grocery store?
No, it's a whole bunch of... Well, they have food there, but it's
mostly... They have everything, Dan.
Furnishings and accents for your...
It will change your life.
Like a field trip.
It's good that you're underselling it.
June got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
Oh.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Andrea from the afternoon show met Ed Kelsey, the father of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelsey, at this weekend's game in Kansas City.
That's awesome.
Can you name Travis's fiance?
Taylor Swift?
Lucky guess. He's the more famous of those two, right? Tie to one. Question number two. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married Saturday. Guests included Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Paul Rudd, and this artist who performed with Kendrick Lamar at the last Super Bowl halftime show. Who is she?
SZA.
It was SZA. 2 to 1. There's a new bronze statue in Brownsville, Tennessee. It is 10 feet tall, in part thanks to a massive hair helmet of this singer, known for songs like Proud Mary and What's Love Got to Do With It. Who is she?
Tina Turner.
Have you seen the statue?
I saw the headline, but I haven't seen the statue yet. But you'd have to. That was her trademark.
It's amazing.
Aside from her massive voice and her great
legs. Yeah, they nailed it. It's really, really good. 3 to 2. Question number four. Comedians including Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, and Louis C.K. are being roasted for playing a comedy festival in Saudi Arabia. The host of the WTF podcast is one of the people calling them out. Who is he?
Mark Maron.
4 to 2. Question number five. These two companies that boycotted Jimmy Kimmel Live have started airing his show again. Can you name one of the two companies?
NextGen? Is that right?
NextStar or Sinclair. Those are the two broadcast companies. 4 to 2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
All right.
Nice job.
Thank you.
June?
Yeah, I'm June from Whitman, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, she's ready to go.
Have fun at Kohl's.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.